surpassed your expectations as a staff, do you think, when you moved him onto that first line?
You know what? There was a reason why we put him out there. And we believe that, first of all, he's a good skater. He could move the puck. He protect the puck well. He's responsible both sides of the ice. So I thought it was a good fit.
As someone who's never met a 2-1 game you didn't like, 7-4, how does that, go with you?
Yeah, you know what? The good thing, we score 4 goals and we won the game. That's the way it is. You know, what's important for us to bounce back after our last game and we find a way to win.
Plekke has taken some heat this year, but he's got goals, a big goal tonight, and goals in the last couple of games.
Yeah, that line's playing really well. You know, for him, he was not 100%, and we were not sure after the warm-up, so I decided to stick for his teammates, and he did a hell of a job.
So you didn't break out the 1970s Flying Frenchman blueprint before tonight's game?
Not really. You know, you know what? For us, I'll say that we want to play our game. We want to play a fast-paced game, and we want to dictate right from the start and move on from our last game. And this is what we did. First shift set the tone of the game, and we went from there.
Did you feel that your club was able to dictate the pace of the game right off the hop?
Yeah, that was our goal. And when you score in your first shift, always give confidence to a team.
With all the injuries that your club has right now, how important is it to get contributions from all three scoring lines?
It's huge. It's huge. We get, you know, we get many injuries. We got different guys playing different roles, and we give opportunity to young players to play in the NHL. And you know, as a group, we're doing a good job.